Blog Talk Radio.
Bang, nigga. Any one of y'all can get it. If you ain't talking about money, forget it. All you gon' hear is bang, nigga. Call me Mr. Dead Serious, cause if you get wrong, only thing you gon' be hearing is bang, nigga. Rock the vibe, motherfucker. Please slow down, motherfucker. But wait for the bang, nigga, cause the bang coming. You niggas acting like y'all saying son. Bang, nigga. Ride or die, I don't care which way you lean. I'm fire, you niggas like gasoline. 8 years in the cell, what the fuck you mean? Yeah, I'm pissed off, ain't the life of a fucking king. Deal with it, I'm out now and I'm strapped up. I ain't fucked the streets up in a minute. I'm backed up, I'm a good nigga that seem to have bad luck. They say crime don't pay for the shit I be doing adding up. Niggas is bad, yeah, well, none of them bad as us. I'm coming out swinging, and trust me, nigga, I pack a punch. Bang, nigga. I know how to back them up. Open up their midsection and see what they have for lunch. First, ask question last. Fuck that, fuck prison. They gotta kill me, I ain't going back. I'm unapproachable, so when you come, come with gas. I got mines already cocked back. Bang, nigga. Any one of y'all can get it. If you ain't talking about money, forget it. All you gon' hear is bang, nigga. Call me Mr. Dead Serious, cause if you get wrong, only thing you gon' be hearing is bang, nigga. Rock the vibe, motherfucker. Please slow down, motherfucker. I'll wait for the bang, nigga, cause the bang coming. You niggas acting like y'all saying son. Bang, nigga. How many bitches I gotta hurt? Bang, nigga. How many niggas I gotta murk? Fuck second place. If I'm in the game, I'm first. Attitude's been fucked up. Y'all made it worse. For real, these niggas whack as fuck. I don't know why they acting up. I get them all whacked faster than I smoke a half a Dutch. Me going to prison is the worst I could've happened, cuz it made me think, but I still came home mad as fuck. Bang, nigga. What's up? I like to see niggas stunt, but nothing gets the blood flowing like seeing that nigga slump. The night don't feel right if ain't nobody getting touched. I'm a party pooper, always go bust. Bang, nigga. I'm on a fucking edge. I'ma keep killing this game until it's fucking dead. You niggas heard what the fuck I said. The industry getting jacked. Put your hands on your fucking head. Bang, nigga. Any one of y'all can get it. If you ain't talking about money, forget it. All you gon' hear is bang, nigga. Call me Mr. Dead Serious, cause if you get wrong, only thing you gon' be hearing is bang, nigga. Rock the vibe, motherfucker. Please slow down, motherfucker. I wait for the bang, nigga, cause the bang coming. You niggas acting like y'all saying son. Bang, nigga. Hey, yo, I give a fuck a lot less. I'm taking over fucking niggas up in the process. Always gon' stick my chest out and pop shit. I shot a bird at the world and got rich. With guns of common sense, I speak to niggas in the gutter. Young niggas at the mailbox, late night pushing butter. If I ain't on the mic, I'm a hunter. I'm coming at niggas with all I got, burying motherfuckers. Bang, nigga. I put the gun in your head, niggas is flawed. On every click, at least one of them fed. I want you to get slick over something I said. If we beefing, ain't in until one of us dead. Now see death. Fuck the Grim Reaper, he next. I'm going out like Scarface on top of the steps. I got bricks for that shit he had on top of his desk. Over firing until I get the proper respect. Bang, nigga.
Yeah. Drew, staying paid.
Money call clubs, flow, get shows, we win it. Down for whatever, down to win. In the end, we win it. Like a D-ball with bricks to the ceiling. You do it for the fame, or we do it for the feeling. Yeah, I'm a billet. Bill it for the children, plotting on a billion. Yeah, gotta grind, like Dre for that killing. Nigga, what's the Dylan? For the buzzer blow, gotta game fix him. MJ, Scotty Pippen, yeah. I'm like paying on a mission. On Mayweather in the ring, man.
Win it. Oh yeah, we win it. Money call clubs, flow. We win it.
Down for whatever, down to win. In the end, we win it. Like a D-ball with bricks and ceiling. You do it for the fame, but we do it for the feeling. For the ball, we win it.
Win it.
Oh yeah, we win it. Money call clubs, flow. We win it. Down for whatever.
got no win. In the air, we win it. Like a D-ball with bricks to the ceiling. You doing for the fame, but we doing for the feeling. Yeah, I'm a killer.
Kill him.
Walking dead, I'm a killer. Coming to the back, man, check out how I throw. Fuck this rap game, contract to the sick.
You
tripping.
Caught that.
He ain't gonna be in
no risk.
He be wavy, 80s baby, stir crazy whenever he says.
Y'all, I'm a illa.
I'm a illa. Like, nigga, I'm the
illa.
Like LeBron on his 2P, Kobe on his 3P. Do you need me to finish? We can get it on, let me celebrate the purge.
Yeah.
But we out shoot niggas like the Spurs.
Uh-huh.
And my weed here, Wild West turns. See on the right road, ain't too many left turns. Boy, we win it.
Oh yeah, we win it.
Money call clubs, flows.
Oh, we win it.
That's for whatever.
Down the way,
in the air, we win it.
Like a D-boy with bricks to the ceiling.
You do it for the fame, but we do it for the feeling.
Yeah, I'm feeling like Tim Duncan when he got his fifth rank.
Ferraris, Jaguars, like Jermaine and Jay.
Shit,
we go level in this here.
Hey,
I'm feeling like Kyrie Irving this year.
Hey,
all we trying to do is get ahead. Like I be warm back in this year.
I'm in a winner's circle like Germany.
Do it like Messi when I play the field.
When
I kick shit like Jet Li on leash.
A leader,
let them know shit is real. Make sure to the G4 to the G4.
Swear
to dance on them with my six rings on.
Finna
go ham, but I never eat pork. Money make it mid, jump up with the D4.
Win it.
Oh yeah, we win it.
Money call clubs, flows.
We win it.
Down for whatever.
Down to win.
In the air, we win it.
Like a D-boy with bricks to the ceiling.
You do it for the fame, but we do it for the feeling.
Boy, we win it.
Oh yeah, we win it.
Money call clubs, flows.
We win it.
Down for whatever.
Down to win.
In the air, we win it.
Like a D-boy with bricks to the ceiling.
You do it for the fame, but we do it for the feeling.
Boy, we win it.
Oh yeah, we win it.
Money call clubs, flows.
We win it.
Down for whatever.
Down to win,
in the air we win it.
You do it for the fame, but we do it for the feeling.
All right, I like that. We winning. Definitely introducing myself to some new music. Shout out to my boy, X Squad DJ President, DJ Will Money, getting us ready for the Hitmakers Conference call next week, which is going to be really exciting. I look forward to every second Monday each month hosting the Hitmakers Conference call. But this month, I wanted to do things different and add an extra show of Philly Shine Radio on Monday night. So even though I'm starting tonight, I mostly did it to be able to show love to the artists that we interview each month. It's always just like a really, really, really epic call. Thank you for everybody who tuned in to the Hitmakers Conference call. And I would like to welcome you to Philly Shine Radio, Hitmakers Conference Call Edition, of course, fun topics, great fun guests calling in, and new music, not only from, you know, regular supporters and people who I'm a fan of, but also tonight I'm checking out new music. Pretty cool of next week's Hitmakers Conference call. I'm not going to hit everything, all artist music on tonight. I'm just going to spread it out for the Mondays to give that extension of what we do on the call, push the music every month with special guests. And when I say it's always just really epic. And I haven't really had the time set aside to do it. So I'm really happy that I can do it. As well as Philly Shine Radio is adding in new guests, hosts, not only the co-host with me, but hosting their own shows. And I would like to also announce that X Squad DJ Celebrity Sunday will be broadcast through Philly Shine Radio and all the affiliates. And shout out to everybody who broadcasts and show love to my show, sponsors, I call you. But big ups to all you all. I just checked out music from Chic, who I interviewed last Thursday. Amazing. Guy from up north, but he's down in Tampa right now doing his thing. Bang. We definitely love that. He keep it all the way G, just like I like it. And then we just got a chance to hear from Drew Stampede, who I'm going to be interviewing next Monday on the Hitmakers Conference call at the 8:45 slot. His track, I'm Winning. So if you would like to get to know Drew Stampede and more about what he's even working on with this track, definitely tune in Monday, April 13th, 7 p.m., hosted by me and Stormy, of course, Stormy _ Miss Exclusive. You can tune into the Hitmakers Conference call to 530-881-1400, passcode 350819, and get a chance to connect. I'm not even sure where he's from. You know what? I do know where he's from. I just forgot what's in his bio. I don't have to know all that tonight. All I know is I want everybody to tune in and check out the show. Now, also with what I'm talking about, the Hitmakers Conference call, I have a fun topic for tonight, as well as, like I said, just talking about the new host and new shows coming soon, and everything we have to offer is really exciting. But, you know, I want to talk some shit tonight. Not normal, but I want to talk about feeling, you know, keeping secrets, and have you ever been caught having sex? You got to get in your business a little bit, you know. Definitely shout out to everybody doing their thing and show my love on Philly Shawn Radio. So definitely tune in. And if you want to join in on the topic, just press 1. Please press 1 because certain people number I know by heart and I'll open up your line or whatever. But I know my girl, Mommy Chulo, philanthropist, amazing. I can't even say how many things she does, but she's so banging. I love her so much. Banging. But she missed the show last week. She told us what she was talking to us, but we couldn't hear her. But I can't hear you until I open up your mic. So definitely please press 1, and I will join you in live and show you some love. Shout out to everybody who's texting me about tonight's topic. I'm going to get a chance to show love and tweet to you later. And, of course, big ups and shout out to everybody who showed love tonight via social media. And is that my story? Uh-oh. Co-host in the building. Shout out to the sexy boo in the building. Hello. Can you hear me, boo?
Yeah, I hear you, baby.
Oh, I'm just checking, just making sure. Now I think you gotta press 1 or else your number is not gonna be there. Like that, like I'm telling you guys, please press 1. Your number shoots right to the top of the switchboard, and I won't have to search for you like I just searched for my Stormy. Hey, Stormy.
Hi.
Welcome back. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah. I was wanting to call in last Thursday, but after two people told me I was sounding like a dude, I was thinking against it. So I was sick with a cold or that cold, but I'm feeling better.
Yay, you missed banging show. Chic is so much the shit.
Oh, I followed him on IG. You know, I had to show support regardless, but I was so sick.
Yeah, we definitely had some fun. Lots of fun. But you're here with me tonight, which is enjoyable. And like I said, I'm excited about next week's conference call. Did you see the lineup?
Yes, dope lineup. Very dope lineup.
Right. Definitely. Shout out to all the people supporting X Squad DJs. And Shout out to all the other DJs and other DJ coalitions affiliated with X Squad DJ. Definitely appreciate your support. And I will be here in Atlanta during the end of the CX1 DJ Music Conference. I cannot wait. I'm excited. So,
I get to see my honest boo.
Yes, you can touch my butt. So, we're going to have some fun. Oh, excuse me. My allergy is killing me. Excuse me. My allergies are killing me, but I don't really let it get me. But I just like kind of choked on a sneeze, so that just sounded really bad. I just choked. I was about to sneeze, but I choked and coughed. Still, I'm still human. So it is what it is. But like I said, I'm excited about coming down to the CX1 DJ Music Conference, as well as another reason why I really wanted to do Monday nights is because Tuesday nights are a zoo for me. Like, every night is crazy. Shout out to Club Onyx Philly, who would love to welcome my Stormy whenever you're ready to spread your legs and walk on over. Whenever you're ready to spread your legs and come on over to Onyx for our Booty and the Beat competition. I'm so excited about it. We put the show together to be able to help artists get a chance to be featured, to be performing at Onyx main stage on a Saturday night. We've had 3 weeks of amazing talent, like amazing support. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. We're coming in on our next month and coming in on our first finals. We were supposed to have it on the first Saturday, but shout out to Onyx. They had that amazing event with Empire's cast and everybody who was there doing their thing. We are going to be performing. We'll have an artist perform in the final competition this Saturday for a chance to open up for Fetty Wap April 18th. I know it's a lot, but it normally costs a lot. So we're trying to save you guys a whole bunch of money from just having to just pay right out and perform on a Saturday night. It's still open if you want to, but for the most part, that's what Booty and the Beat is about. And tomorrow, we have our final chance for artists to be able to get in. And plus, we're going to have some very, very, very special weekly prizes, as we always do. Shout out to last week's winner, Young Dallas, who I'm going to be bringing to Atlanta with me for the CX1 DJ Music Conference. Yeah, he's going to be performing Saturday night. He's a hell of a performer. I can't wait.
Okay,
I'm excited.
Okay. I'm definitely going to be looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm even glad. It was close between him and this other guy, Fortune 2 Times. I want to hit up his management to see if he would like to come to Atlanta with me. Fortune 2 Times is definitely banging. Shout out to his whole team and Mrs. Fortune 2 Times, as well as your management. I heart. And the week before, our winner was No Handout. And before that, we had Merck as our winner, Merck 215. So shout out to all our winners for Booty and the Beat. Looking forward to the final competition this Saturday, April 11th, and on its main stage. Definitely get with me. And shout out to our feature performer, the incredible Mr. Harvey. He's doing this thing, the Elite 3. I might get into some of his music tonight or whatever. But like I said, everybody listening in, definitely thank you. Thank you so much. Press 1. I will get a chance to show you some love and open your mic up, and as well as say hello to my beautiful cool Stormy. So I heard you were feeling better way before the weekend, and you was out turning up.
I was actually in Columbus down here, but we had I had an event I was booked for Friday night and still went sick as a dog, but, you know, I made it do what it do. I had to suck it up and put my big girl panties on. But we had a The Magazine release party, and shout out DJ Infamous come down rocking with us. And Ambition Clothing, they're definitely going to be linking up, doing some work with them, and just looking forward to a lot of open doors that come my way. I'll put it that way. So I'm really looking forward to it. It was a dope party, very dope party. I mean, we packed it out. It did numbers. I mean, no more bodies could be fit in the club. We took plenty of footage. I had about 6 video cameras on me at one time, so there's plenty of footage. They had video shooting us from the time we walked the red carpet coming in the club throughout the whole night of the club. So I will definitely be posting footage on my IG. Y'all can all check it out and make sure to get the Dub Magazine issue with Ludacris and with Infamous on it. Dope articles.
Definitely. That's dinging. I would like to check it out, my damn self. How can you get it?
Right now, they're on Sands. They're on Sands everywhere, or you can go online and you can order it offline. So, but Dub Magazine, they nationwide, so they everywhere. You can go to any, you know, your magazine stands, bookstores, pick it up. Like I said, it's got Ludacris on the cover. It also has DJ Infamous on the cover. Oh, and shout out to our own C-Town home team, P-Tap Rides, because the vehicles on the cover of the Dub Magazine are actually our Columbus local vehicles here at P-Tap. So they're doing big things, bringing the city out and putting us on the map. So.
Well, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about car magazine. I'm not into cars. I really, you know what I mean? I'm not into cars at all. I don't give a fuck. I like cars that don't break down, so.
I love cars and motorcycles, so. I do a lot of shoots with them, so they some of my favorite ones, honestly.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of car shows, and you know how they have, like, the competition with cars and stuff, and I just be like, that one's loud, that one's shiny, that one's red.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we actually, in fact, since you brought that up, we actually got a car and music festival that's going to be coming up soon in the next couple months. And I know they are, I'll get the link and I'll post that on my IG, but they are accepting artists who want to perform at it. We always have national artists that come down, and we also have a few indie artists. And so the radio station puts it on. It's a big car show. They have 2-3 sound stages. They do it real big, but they will be accepting artists to submit to perform for it.
Well, yeah.
And I will get that link.
Yeah, definitely you'll look into it, my DM self. But and keep me informed as well.
I got you, baby. I got you.
That's what's up. And shout out to my boo Stormy, always working, doing her thing in Atlanta. I can't wait to introduce you to you know, the new co host and the new, you know, new younger host, as well as I said, XYV Days will have Celebrity Sundays here on Felicia Radio. New home. Welcome you guys with open arms. Shout out to everybody supporting Felicia Radio as well. And everybody tuning in for tonight's topic. If you want to join in, definitely press 1. You know, we're trying to get in your business. Talking about stealing, keeping secrets, and have you ever been caught having sex? Stormy said, I would like to say, I used to steal little shit, you know what I mean? But it was like really, 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 really retarded stuff, like, but I would always get it back. Like, I would just take a just to see if I could do it and just give it back. Like, I'm like naturally sneaky. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, it's like natural. Like, it comes like second nature. So I could really just get away with whatever I want to get away with. Like, if it was there and I had my hands on it, I'm getting away. Like, I don't have to not like get caught for stuff. So I will always try to see if I could get away with stuff. And then I do notice myself now kind of going there a little bit, like, I wonder if I get away with this, but I don't do it. Like, I remember one time my friend even was, like, trying to choke me. Because, like, I have a conscience, like, it will kill me. Like, if I'm doing something to somebody and they don't really know, it really kills me. I have to really not like you to do something to you. But and then that's, like, rare. But I remember we were in the store, and I'm trying on shoes, and I see this girl's bag. And it's, like, a Louis Vuitton bag, like, a really big bag. It's filled with all this money and everything. And I even think it was, like, some perfume and it, some shit I like or whatever. I don't remember. It's, like, Lolita Lampica or Isinyaki. I don't remember. But my friend, like, oh, shit, he's from New York. And he was just on the tip, like, yo, we out, right? Like that. And I'm like, no. 'Cause I would feel some type of way if somebody took my bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's been plenty of times I've lost things and stuff like that or whatever. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I really didn't take this shit. Like, he was mad as shit at me or whatever. But at the end of the day, I'm like, come on. Like, what can you really, what are you really going to get? Like, from just taking some woman's pocketbook or whatever.
No, karma,
like,
way worse. Karma, way worse.
Right,
that's
right,
real
right.
Fun. That's real fun, but karma, way worse.
Happy birthday to DJ Big Spade, who's finally liking his happy birthday picture. I guess you was busy all day. shout out to DJ Big Spade, ex-Fly DJ's West Coast president and founder.
Happy birthday.
just telling him on Instagram that you and I just shouted him out. But shout out to everybody listening. Like I said, press one, we're going to talk about this topic. See if, you know, you got a conscience like mine, we've been stealing. And, of course, we'll get into the keeping secrets, you know what I mean? Can you keep secrets, Stormy?
I can. I have no problem keeping secrets.
I love
no
that, good, because I just told you a good old secret. Y'all don't even know. Let me control myself. Hold on, wait a minute, because I got to control myself. Thank you. Because I just made it on purpose.
Yes,
too. I'm
be glad I'm loyal. Be glad I'm loyal.
I'm so happy. I'm sorry, don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody, please. Sorry, I can't know. Shout out to a caller. I think this is my babe, Will Murphy. Is this you?
Hey, what's going on, this lady?
William!
Yes, don't we love him?
love him.
What's going on with y'all?
Welcome back. We're chilling, you know, sharing secrets as we do today.
I got secrets, but I'm not sharing them.
Good.
That's
good.
The way to do it, right there.
Do you have any secrets of your own, like, that you keep, that, or do you have a person that you can share your secrets with, William? Did you hear me? Will, hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Now, actually, I said, do you have any secrets of your own? Do you keep them to yourself, or do you have somebody that you can share them with?
Hello?
Hello? Did you hear me, Stormy?
I heard you.
Okay, cool. I was just about to say. Fix your phone. Where you at?
It was disconnected from the phone.
Okay.
I was saying, I couldn't hear
you. Okay, you even sound better. I can hear you better.
So what was said just now?
No, I was saying, do you have any secrets? And if so, do you have somebody that you can confide them in? I just said it in a whole different way, but That's what I said.
Yeah.
Huh?
What? No, I'm in the store.
What are you doing?
I was getting something. Got me. And now I'll stop by the store real quick. I was taking a ride.
Okay.
Yeah, but I got
where
plenty
are you going?
Of secrets. I share secrets with you.
Oh, you know I keep your secrets. Oh, yeah. Am I the only one? Am I special?
Damn, you know what? Oh, shit, you might be the only one.
Oh! I know we talk about this. That's what's up. I love you. That's awesome. Isn't that a good feeling, though? Like, you just like, yeah, I got to hold you down.
I mean, I know when it comes to you, I know it's signed and sealed, you know? It ain't no nothing going to happen. Whatever I tell you, going to stay between us.
Oh, shit. That's real shit, though. No, I try to be like that anyway, you know what I'm saying? But, I will be honest. I will be, keep it 100. Any secret that's a damage to anybody I love, I fix it. Like, you got to get right on it. Like, I never let anybody. And then, like, that's sometimes, like, the burden that you have a certain secret. Certain secrets, you have to be like, oh, no, I need to get my friend some help. And you have to somehow get your friend to be like, oh, no, I have to bail my friend out of this situation. I have to, you know, make sure that you're good, like, at the end of the day, letting you think that I'm still keeping your secret, but 9 times out of 10, even for my situation, whenever I've had to help someone out of a situation, they never knew that I helped them out of it, you know what I'm saying? They always thought that I still kept your secret, so that takes a certain finesse, I think, too, and
no, that's just being a
real
good woman.
Compassion. Yeah, you know, you have to have that real compassion for a person to help them out of certain situations. You know what I'm saying?
Women good
so,
for that.
You said women are good. Yeah, women are good for that. Men are women too, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, to a degree, but women know how to finagle it. They know how to, like, make it do what it's supposed to do, you know?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But can you relate to that, Stormy?
Oh, yeah.
My boo Stormy. I love Stormy.
I love her. And I feel so. Now, I was just in Atlanta on Thursday.
Really?
And Mr. Murphy didn't hit me up.
It didn't even. On the, it was work. I just. Something in life.
Well,
next weekend.
I will be in Atlanta, Mr. Murphy. I will be in Atlanta April 24th.
Oh, I'm going to be there.
May the 24th through the 27th, I will be there.
Oh.
Turning
yes,
up with my family and all my ex-squad DJs. Yo, I have so much family in Atlanta. It's crazy. I just can't wait to pull their hair and touch their freaking faces and touch their butt. I'm going to touch their butt, though. No,
oh,
yeah,
being honest, yes, she's letting me touch hers, and I'm going to let her touch mine.
I just want to watch.
Man, no life, bro. We're just going to be touching each other's butt. It'll take a picture. Yes. And we have to take a picture, of course. But definitely looking forward to showing some love. Shout out to the 202 area code. Show them love. Definitely press 1 if you want to join me. Maybe that's the new sweetheart that Jamel had me talking to early, Chrissy Yamaguchi from D.C. Shout out to her. I definitely followed her and showed her some love on Instagram. Did I check out your SoundCloud? I think I did. Yeah, I did check out your SoundCloud. I have other announcements to make, more to talk about tomorrow, but I want to get into, and of course, get into more of this topic and more of the music we're going to hear next week. But before I do that, I have to definitely show some love to the talented artist that I fucks with, and big ups to also the president of my company, Mr. Wheelchair Boogie, also known as G Stacks. This is Grew Up With.
Yeah. I go by the name of the wheelchair bully. Bull Street representer, man. Sometimes, you know what I mean, you grow up. You know what I'm saying? You still love your hood. You know what I'm saying? You still respect where you come from, but there's certain motherfuckers you just can't deal with. You dig me? Okay, I started from the bottom, now I'm here. Cause I would another amount of nothing with niggas in my head. Telling me I need to come around more. And it's true, but some niggas want you to drown, though. They call them crabs in the barrel. My hand on my gun, finger on the trigger. I'ma use it like a tongue. Start licking all shots. With the mind state of a young son of a gun. Should I say a vet? You fucking with the best. Heavyweight and underrated. Let me get it on my chest. Some niggas don't want you to blow up.
Let's see you on the ground.
Quit to call your phone.
They wanna come around.
Where was you at when I was broke with no money and no car? No way to get out when it was sun. Now my sunny side up and your sunny side shade. And it's a shame I was fucking with a goddamn lame.
We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good. Now he wants spray shots. Come on. Same dude you grew up with. He wanna kill ya. Same dude.
Now that's the thing of the past. Now what's funny stands is fake checks. You do the math.
It's the
now you gotta cut the grass. Got your homies, ain't your homie no more now. Same dude you grew up with, the same dude trying to slow you down. Shoot you in your back just to teach you a lesson. So keep your enemies close and your hand on your weapon. We used to eat the same food, slept in the same crib, grew up on the same block.
You knew where my mom lived.
You was there when I got shot. Shit, you almost cried. Lost a lot of blood. Shit, I almost died. You was in the hospital screaming, I'm gonna ride.
When in reality, you wasn't even by my side.
I was in a hospital bed and you was fucking my bitch. I can't believe that I considered this a part in the shit.
We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good. Now he wants spray shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with. He wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with. He wanna kill ya. We up in the same crib, ate the same food, wore the same shoes. Now things different. You ain't even the same dude. Same dude you grew up with. He wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with.
I want you and Q to sound like shit right now. You're like brothers. Fuck that, you are brothers. Now fuck that, we used to be like brothers.
We used to hustle on the corner together throughout the summer, discussing all the things that we would do for our mothers.
Like get them out the hood,
so they can raise our little brothers, so they can live life to the fullest and work wonders. But you changed on me, started acting strange on me. Got me looking over my shoulder like you won't bang on me. Felt like if we got locked up, you would put the blame on me. That's a bad feeling when somebody you think is close wanna kill you. Some dudes change and go they separate ways, settle down. Real niggas digging, you know who don't.
Lame.
Yeah, y'all might have grew up together, but they got no shame. And every time you slide through the hood, they doing the same thing.
No progress.
But you wish your homie would change lanes, invest in something positive, but all he knows is one thing.
Stick up, still letting off in broad day.
I just hope it doesn't come across the wrong
we
way.
We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good, now he wants spray shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. We up in the same crib, ate the same food, wore the same shoes. Now things different, you ain't even the same dude. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya.
Boy, the rebel. Niggas be talking too much, man.
Oh, that fucking
I just want to smoke. Give a fuck about what you talk about, little boy.
At all.
Owe me, you pay me.
Rebel.
Tell them sad stories to the violin.
Tell them
sad stories to the violin. Tell them sad stories to the violin. Don't make me have to take it to the violin. Might be a good time to throw the violin. Tell them sad stories to the violin. Nigga, tell them sad stories to the violin.
Tell them sad stories to the violin. Don't make me have to take it to the violin. Might be a good time to throw the towel in.
Well, your baby mama left you cause you wanna be a gamer.
Be a gamer.
I don't blame her.
I don't blame her.
And your partner told you no on that loan that you needed so bad. I don't blame her.
I don't blame her.
You be slow with the cash.
Cash.
So it's no when you ask.
No.
That's a no brainer.
Brainer.
Now you about to drown in the river of your own tears.
Somebody call FEMA.
Everybody know you a motherfucking lame.
You a lame nigga.
You can't ignore that.
No.
Why you acting what I'm wearing on my feet, nigga?
Lame nigga.
You can't afford that.
No.
Me and little mama leaving out of proms.
Proms.
About to fall back.
Fall back.
And you say you getting money, you just add me for a 20, nigga.
Hey, nigga, what you call that?
Everybody wanna make it in this game. But it's cutthroat.
Cutthroat.
I ain't even mean to fuck your baby mama, nigga. But it was clutch though.
Clutch though.
When you see me in the streets, baby, don't be rude.
Say what's up, hoe.
What's up, hoe? And if you came to tell another sad story, then shut up, hoe.
Shut the fuck up.
Tell them sad stories to the violin.
Tell
them sad stories to the violin.
Tell
them sad stories to the violin. Don't make me have to take it to the violin. Might be a good time to throw the towel in. Tell them sad stories to the violin. Nigga, tell them sad stories to the violin. Tell them sad stories to the violin. Don't make me have to take it to the violin. Might be a good time to throw the towel in.
Walk around with other niggas, pack money.
Pack money.
You flex.
You flex.
And you mad when you whooping up your bitch phone.
Bitch phone.
Then you saw she was text.
She was text.
You the last one to find out these motherfucking hoes ain't loyal.
They ain't loyal.
Keep stressed.
You stressed.
Try to put a finger on my next move.
Next move.
Keep guessing.
Keep guessing, nigga.
You be on the gram acting thirsty on them facts.
On them facts.
No pick.
No pick.
My youngest push grams got sour on the block.
On the block.
No stick.
No stick.
Only got apes, no dubs, no dimes.
No dimes.
No nicks.
No nicks.
Playing with the prophet, I'ma pull it out and pop it.
Full clip.
The moral of the story is niggas wanna sit and complain about shit they ain't got.
They ain't got.
Fantasizing and overanalyzing situations all over some bitches that they ain't pop.
They ain't pop.
We keep shit true, rather rich or poor.
Rich or poor.
I can spend it now, I can get some more. These D-boy bitch, fuck with your boy. Cause if you fuck with me, then you fuck with a bull.
Tell them sad stories to the violin.
Tell
them sad stories to the violin.
Tell
them sad stories to the violin. Don't make me have to take it to the violin. Might be a good time to throw the towel in. Tell them sad stories to the violin. Nigga, tell them sad stories to the violin. Tell them sad stories to the violin. Don't make me have to take it to the violin. Might be a good time to throw the towel in.
Big a deal. Shout out to talented artists, the World to the Bully and D-Boy the Rebel. And shout out to D'Amelia joining us live. D'Amelia! D'Amelia!
Hello.
Hello, hello. Hello.
I just called in for a minute.
Thank you so much for joining me. I got all this banging music from DJ Will Money. I'm going to go in and have some fun tonight and got a little fun topic. But real quick, why have you on the line? Can you tell us about what happened in D.C. this weekend?
In D.C., they are doing something called Respect the DJs. You know, and after I came back, they want the Esquire DJs to be a part of it. You know, they watching how we work together on promoting and blah, blah, blah. So they want to move the Respect the DJs like a tour or whatever. And, you know, it's a situation that the artists get put on as well as the DJs.
I mean, that's dope. That's dope. Always need it. That's enough. Who do you get in contact with? When is the next event?
Well, they have did the lady call in?
No. You talking about Christine Yamaguchi?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. It was a couple 202 numbers, but they hung up or whatever.
202. That was
that's DC, right?
Yeah, she probably didn't understand, you know, first time being in this thing. So, it's a guy named Bazell or Bell the Truth or something like that. He's out of D.C. He has the biggest showcase that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
They had people performing on three floors.
Nice. And what's his Instagram or information?
Huh?
I said, what's his Instagram or information?
I don't know it offhand. But, you know, you can always go to the Fly Respected DJ Fly and find the information.
Definitely.
Pound DALUFT, you'll find everything.
Definitely will. I know you're looking forward to me coming down to Atlanta for the CX1 DJ Music Conference. I can't wait to meet DJ Butter Rock. I think me and him will realize that we brothers and sisters. My twin brother,
y'all.
Who's that sexy laugh? Don't play with my Stormy. Watch it.
Oh, hey, Stormy. How you doing?
Hey, Demille. I spoke to you when you first got on the line.
I ain't paying attention. My mom gone. Fight with people, you know, for no reason. You know.
What?
Same.
See,
you're supposed to call in. Wait. Demille, I thought me and you had an agreement. You were supposed to call and talk to me about stuff like that before.
See, what it is, if you and the person are friends beyond business, right? You gonna look at the friendship more than the business. But, you know, when they are your friend, they think they doing the right thing on the business side when actually they really taking advantage of the friendship.
Well,
and I'm going to leave that there.
That's what I've said, too. I'm not even going to go there.
And so, you know, what I do is try to add people to a different situation. It may not work for them or whatever. And I'm not trying to stop nobody from networking or with other people because your net worth is your net worth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I had to go out and get myself up. I'm the shyest person you ever know. I don't like talking to people.
You don't?
No.
Demille.
But what I'm trying to tell you is because I don't, this is something that I love, so if I open my mouth, it'll take it further. Sometimes you got to do the things you don't like and enjoy the things you love. You know what I'm saying?
Demille, you is not shy. If I don't remember now, when me, you, and Classic was just at this last event at the Georgia Power Eating Music Conference, you was going around speaking to everybody and then telling me, hey, introduce me.
Yeah, introduce me.
You was
ready
to talk to people. That ain't shy.
That's telling you to introduce me. That's not me going to say, what's up? What's going on? You know what I mean?
Really? No. You don't do that?
I always say introduce me. I don't never go up and speak.
Oh, well, I have no problem doing that.
I let somebody else break the ice in the glass. You feel me?
You spoke to some people.
I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, I didn't mean to change your topic.
No, you know what I mean about nothing. Demille,
Demila, how good are you at keeping secrets?
Boy. I got some secrets. I'm good. I'm real good.
Can you get people to tell you their secrets?
The man has so much dirt on me.
People always come to talk to me. It be strangers. I be minding my business. They just start talking to me. I don't know what it is.
You feel like a bartender?
Basically.
Come out like a bartender with no liquor. He's just like, he's going and telling everything.
Oh, yeah.
Telling everything.
I don't know what it is.
He's so dope. What about have you ever been caught having sex?
No.
You like how you said that?
I can't imagine boss being like that.
But I can tell you what, boy. There's a couple of times I was scared for my life. Because I was under this girl bed, and her dad is like 350 pounds, you know. And I used to go over there all the time, you know what I mean, in the morning, and stay to 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock and everything. But this one day he came home. I said, shit. He went in the bathroom and I left, running down the street.
Did you hear something to chew on?
And then one time, you know, my mom came home. I put the girl in the closet, pretend like nobody wasn't in there with me. And then another time, my cousin, she was home from school.
Damn.
And she came in my room. She like, I knew I heard something. I'm like, what you mean? You don't see nothing.
A lot of close encounters.
But check this out. The thing I want to do, I've been having my new fantasy. I want to have sex on the highway and have a hood up.
And have what?
The hood up.
I don't care if it's daytime, nighttime, you know.
You driving with the hood up?
You know, you parked on the side of the street.
That's like a red flag for the police to stop. I've had sex now driving down the highway.
I didn't think while you were driving. We pulled over.
Oh,
it was
no.
like traffic, and we were just
there
like, fuck
no.
the traffic.
There was no stopping. We were in full motion driving still.
I had this one girl, every time we went to the drive-in, she wanted to do something. I was like, huh? I paid this money to watch this movie. You want to do something?
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't know.
Because there was a truck that I was driving at the time, and, you know, she started taking the clothes off. I'm looking at her like, what are you doing? She said, this is what you're supposed to do.
Wow. Well, that's deep. That's deep. Let me check out this phone line. Everybody hit me up. And I just hit up a couple people to call in and join in on this topic. And press one. Definitely having fun with you guys, of course. Shout out to my co-host, Stormy, Miss Exclusive. Stormy_Miss Exclusive on Instagram. Make sure you follow my girl and show her that love. But I really want to get into some music. I'm going to play a couple more tracks before we get into the midnight hour. And shout out to everybody showing love on Philly Shine Radio and joining on our topic, tonight's topic. It's about fun, you know. And I do want to get into the first part of my topic, healing. And I want to ask this question to you, Stormy, this way. Has anybody ever stolen anything from you or tried to steal something from you? I'm talking about anything, your boyfriend, your pocketbook, your money, perfume.
For me?
Yeah.
Yes, I've had stuff stolen from me, yes. Let's see.
What would you trip off?
One time I had a pistol put in my head. Well, one time I had a pistol put in my head and I was robbed. I tried to grab the pistol, but dude said if I let go of his pistol, he was going to knock me upside my head. So I chose to let go of the pistol. You feel me?
What are you grabbing a pistol for? Like, I'm done.
I'm saying, I was young. I was so young.
You can't do nothing with a pistol, grabbing it, unless you got, like, some karate skills. Don't be grabbing no pistols.
I knocked it sideways. I almost knocked it out of his hand because he didn't expect it. You feel me? I grabbed it so hard. He said, bitch, you don't let go of this pistol. I'm going to knock you upside your head. I said,
right.
Okay.
I'm so glad that man did not shoot you, babe. Damn.
So yeah, I got
some things
you gotta
do, let people take. You know what I'm saying? This is how I let people take. Anytime any girls ever been like on the shit, like I'll take your man, girl, if he could be took and take him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, men think. Oh no, I don't believe like in taking a man. Like a man will go where he wants. It's not a bitch that can take him.
Right,
you feel
exactly,
me? Like
right,
I don't
right.
get into all that shit.
Right. If anybody's ever tried to take something from me, don't let me know that you took it. Because I'm the type of person that turns into karma. Like, if I know you took something from me, I'm taking something from you 10 times worse. Like, I turn into karma. If you steal from me, karma, it becomes me. So that's just all I'm going to say about that. That's definitely
going
to be karma. Shout out to everybody tuning in, definitely press 1 so I can open up your call and we can show you some love.
Goodbye.
You don't press 1, I'm going into some music.
Nobody wants to talk just yet.
So I'm going to go in and play some music. We're going to get right back into talking this shit, but some new music so we have a conference call.
I'm talking about every day, about every night.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't take no breaks out in this hustle life.
Yeah, yeah.
We just out here trying to eat and keep on these lights.
Yeah, yeah.
Better make sure your focus and your business right.
Yeah.
But I ain't got worry about next. Everybody pain if it's this.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so bad they hold it down like they damn religious.
Yeah, yeah.
So I ain't gonna have no pancakes, all on the stool.
Yeah,
long
yeah.
as I keep putting that work in, I'm gonna be good.
Yeah.
When it comes to granted, ain't nobody scared. I go right the way it's set. People like to bet on you to lose it. I ain't hearing it. Being broke, shawty, you can find me, no one need it. Go ask anybody, false about his paper, they can tell you. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I decided trying to get it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. But you ain't talking about the money, you could just forget it, cuz
I ain't with it.
I'm out if it don't turn out what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing I'm about more than bread and it worth the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't
that band by wasting us, don't play with mine. Thought it was tough, and she can't get their work enough. Let me know, I'm just trying to feel like you worth the call. Nobody stressing, ain't no pressure at all. I just think about now, we've been getting to suffer. I'm just being honest, show me where you at. We've been everywhere, man. Anything you wanna hit with nothing, I just care. Been a hundred with you, Charlotte, there ain't no comparing it. So if you're thinking I'm just trying to get some interest on the pimping, yeah. Don't get it twisted, I'm just chilling, yeah. Better we ain't getting to it, you can jump and get it cut.
I ain't with it, I ain't even listening, baby.
Oh, my goodness. I was muted the whole time. I'm so sorry. Hello? Storm, you couldn't hear me the whole time? Hello? Can y'all hear me? Hello? Can y'all press one? Can you hear me, Porter?
Yeah, I hear you.
I was lost, everybody. I was sitting there. I didn't even know my phone was on mute.
I hate when that happens.
I hate when that happens. I'm chilling. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Like I said, I was wondering why everybody kept calling and hanging up, and I'm just like, press one so I can open up your call and show you some love. But welcome. It's been a minute since I had you on the show.
Right.
What you been up to? I think you've been working
Everything I'm supposed to, but even I got it together. I'm halfway there. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's what's up. I know that's right. Definitely, thanks for calling in. You know, we got topics trying to talk a little shit, get into people's business a little bit. But I just want to hear from you, being as though I do know you a little bit, but I just want to see how you would answer it. This topic question: Has anybody ever tried to steal from you? And what did you do? Like, you know, like don't get in trouble. Don't tell us too much. Like,
you know me personally. Like, you know what I mean. So that barely happened. I mean, it goes on. I mean, not as much. I mean, but I don't do no stealing. But I do take. I mean, I do a lot of taking. Well, I used to do a lot of taking. You feel what I'm saying? But no, I don't condone stealing and cat burgling and all of that. I mean, but I definitely would take something from somebody, man. But don't nobody like it when it happened back to him. But that barely occurs to me. But it does happen here and there, you know what I mean? Minor stuff, though. Nothing major.
No, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, because, yeah, at the end of the day, like you said, like, you got to be thorough. And certain people, you let them just get away with whatever they get away with.
Yeah, like you know what I mean? You know me for like 5 years now, so you know me personally. So, like, you know what I mean? It's always like three parts of the story, like, you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? I handle certain situations differently. I look at life totally different than a lot of other people, you know what I mean? So, it is what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're definitely thorough. And like you said, I do know you, and I appreciate you calling in and supporting tonight. I wish I had some of your music on the switchboard. I would definitely show you some love.
No, I'm gonna send you some stuff that's not even out in like probably like 3 minutes. I'm gonna email you some stuff. I know I still got your email address, so I'm definitely gonna send you some.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to checking out your new music. I know you just shot a video.
Yeah, that was just like promotional. That was promotional stuff. Like, you know what I mean? It's more to the story. I'm going to release, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Another little interview I had, you know what I mean, earlier. You know what I'm saying? Earlier, like, in bits and pieces, I mean, what's going on, how I'm building my way up for C2. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of people would just be thinking I'd be on negative type time, but, like, a lot of times you got to use that negative energy to build your way to what the big picture, what it is. And, like, you know what I mean? I've been at this planned out since, like, I mean, when we was rocking together real heavy, like, you know what I'm saying? I had a plan when I came home, but just, like, a lot of people slowed it down when it's supposed to happen April last year. Like, so I had to take that and put more spin to it to give me more energy to go ahead and conquer what I had to do, because at the end of the day, like, a lot of people really don't realize what's going on about the whole situation. But, see, one thing about a human is, whereas though they focus on, they don't want to see you do nothing positive or productive, you feel me? They're going to check for you when the negativity is going on more than what, you feel me, what you want to do and conduct
mm-hmm.
yourself. Because that's what more people was into, the negative stuff.
Right.
So that was the whole reason why Al Capone was going about, not to talk down on anybody or not to talk crazy about anybody or whatever the situation was about. It was just to go ahead to, like, to send a message, you know what I'm saying, to put it together before I could drop. They can't figure me out, you know what I mean? I supposed to drop it Sunday, but I didn't realize it was Easter because I didn't celebrate it. So I told everybody, let's push it back a week before I drop that, you know what I'm saying? Then after they can't figure me out, they really can't figure me out because you feel what I'm saying? They're going to be lost in the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I go ahead and I give them the project. That's what all that was. That's really what mainly what all that was about. Not to downplay nobody, not to tell yourself, not to put nothing out there. Just to show how
mm-hmm.
people, like, look what this going to do in 5 days, because y'all checking on so much negativity and y'all really think
right.
I'm an asshole when I'm really a thinker. You know what I'm saying?
I was
that's
praying
all
for you, and that's my boy. Like, I'm so proud of you. Definitely.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Definitely
I
keeping it. As what I'm saying too much, I'm proud of you.
I seen 600 posts, you know what I mean, indirectly, you know what I'm saying, on the same day I was at court. I seen people in the courtroom I didn't even know that's associated with a lot of people, like, you know what I mean,
wow.
Really rooting for me because I waived my preliminary and just said I should go ahead and go, you know what I mean, straight to trial and got and walked out of there on the must be tried, like, you know what I mean.
That's dope.
So it'd be a lot of time. Yeah, they don't be having nothing to do with anything so far. You
but,
know what I mean? They just,
what I wanted to know is, even like talking to you after your situation with court, I wanted to ask you, would you ever think about mentoring other, you know, young guys? Because at the end of the day, you know, certain things are, you look back and say, oh,
no.
I will never do something like that again, or you will want to like kind of give somebody information on how to get out. And then at the end of the day, a lot of brothers facing criminal charges or facing the law, they sometimes give up and don't fight. Like, do you ever think that you have a voice in that aspect?
Well, look, like, at the end of the day, like, what a lot of people don't even know,
taking all the taking everything as that'll go ahead and give me some credit on everything that's basically what's going on, because a lot of times people really don't realize, but like since we're on the radio and put it is what it is, and they could become some type of a crash dummy or some type of fool. They don't even know I just enrolled in college like 2 days ago for another 4 years. You know what I mean? You already know I had an education before that. That's what a lot of people don't know. They just take me for some type of goon or somebody who don't live, have no respect for life and everything. So I wouldn't have no problem mentoring anybody, because that might help me out what I got going on. You know what I'm saying?
They gave me
a free 2 years. You know what I mean? And 2 years I got to pay for. You know what I'm saying? So I'm already going back to school. I'm going back to college though. I'm saying this fall. I'm taking summer classes, night classes though, you know what I'm saying? Right now and everything, but I'm going back fully in the fall, so I mean it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? I've been told you I had all this figured out from years ago, so I mean the proof is in the pudding. See, a lot of times people don't understand everything. They just look at, like, the image you give them, you know what I mean? 90% of everybody out here is faking it to make it, you know what I'm saying? And they look at everything in one way, but, like, I was raised totally different, you know what I mean? Everything is what people see or they hear and they go off of. I really, you know what I'm saying? You know how I play. You know what my mind is. It's understood, ain't got to be said. You know, everything is an illusion, you know what I mean? That's what they look for, what everything look like or what they think when they don't really know what reality is. But the type of dude I am, like, anybody will tell you, if I'm down and out, like, and I'm in a messed up position, you mean, just like when I was fighting my case and everything was going on, you mean, you'll see me with a Rollie on one day, you know what I'm saying, Breitling on one day, see me in this SRT one day and all that, and now they flocking, now they turning right back to me and all that, don't even know my situation, when you're getting sold a dream the whole time, because we got a scheme and we're going to get you in reality, because they're dicking 24/7 all around the board, they're dicking, don't even know the life situation, you feel what I'm saying? They even got 30 cents in my pocket, but you see, I got $9,000 watch on, and they think somebody doing it. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what these dudes do repeatedly in their life, to gain off of it. You feel what I'm saying? They just don't go at it the way we go at it. You feel what I mean?
Right.
See, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Everything is gonna show. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no problem. Definitely. Appreciate you calling in. Come out tomorrow to a Booty and the Beat competition there in the club, Onyx.
Yeah, Tuesday at Onyx, right? Tomorrow. You know, I was in the you remember when I was in the city, I did call you. I'm still in the city right now, but I might be going home like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. But I'm definitely going to try to make that happen.
All right, yeah, we definitely got the job. Tomorrow is the last day for artists to be able to perform for Fetty Wap, to get in on with our winners, Young Dollars, Merc, and No Handout for this Saturday.
Yeah.
We're gonna have some fun.
Yeah, no, I'll be feeling you. Yeah, I'll definitely be feeling you coming from. You always shout out on me, and you always try to make sure I keep some money in my pocket. And I don't like turning down money. I never turn down a dollar. It just be the timing, though. I ain't gonna lie, fire. It'd be the timing.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate
it. 8 o'clock be real early. Yeah, it'd be definitely early. Hey, but
okay.
I'm gonna text you tomorrow or something. We can go from there. I'll figure something out.
All right, that's what's up. Definitely appreciate you calling in and joining in on the show tonight and getting things off your chest. Like I said, you're always positive, no matter what, and, yeah, people will want more negativity or they'll say something that they know negative about you first, but the good outshines it all. Like I said, I say to all my loved ones, like, we got to focus on our strengths, nothing else. Like, nothing else matters. Nobody getting attention, you know, whatever it is, you got to just do it strong. You better come on strong. But big ups to you. Definitely thanks for calling. You know I'll be tripping. But I'm about to go in and play some more music. I got something else exclusive. Like I said, I didn't tell y'all who, and y'all didn't hear me because I was muted, but I didn't tell y'all who that Yeah song is. We're going to keep that for next Monday, Hitmaker Conference Call. Keep us something else. And we got something else exclusive for you guys here, so check it out on Philly Shine Radio.
Yeah. Come on. Felony.
Give me the night.
Yeah. Remington Steel. Oh.
Give me the night.
Come on. Yeah. Turn me
give
up
me
now. Yeah. It's like this. Yeah, I'm still flossing, bossing, in and out of town, New York to Boston. Now your boy is back like, wow, 100 bottles lined up, now you know my style. Yeah, I'm making moves like this, your boy is guapped out, 100 down on the wrist. And the VIP is going down like this, I'm feeling kind of chilly with the mink so brisk. Yeah, so I'm fresh and clean, hat to the side with a wop in my jeans. The Grey Goose and Henny got your boy on, and my people on.
Real niggas back, I got my real niggas back.
Put the money in the bag like whoa. Hit the gas in a new race like whoa. And I know these niggas hate, but I laugh in their face. Got a $250,000 on my wrist. Woo! Big shit ballin', house on a hill. I bring my real niggas back. I brought the real niggas back. What you tell us? Stepping in Giuseppe on my Rolls Royce, right? 100 grand might throw it in your face. Woo! What it look like, nigga? Brought a gang of nigga making money on the streets. Woo! Got a red Porsche and a red Phantom and a red bitch looking so good. Aye. Real street nigga, on a block nigga, quarter bird got a nigga hot nigga. Aye. Got your real nigga with me, calling Oprah, make her sit us on the sofa.
Aye.
She wanna talk about the lifestyle, making money, feeling so coolish. Real niggas back in style. Real niggas back in style. I'ma take you back for a while. Riding in a Beamer coupe, looking like cocaine, nigga, like the dope man, nigga. Put the money in the bag, like whoa. Hit the gas in a new race, like whoa. And I know these niggas hate, but I laugh in their face. Got a $250,000 on my wrist. Woo! Big shit ballin', house on a hill. I bring my real niggas back. I brought the real niggas back. What you tell them? Hey.
We started out with 10 grand. Took it to a whole brick.
Whoa.
Did it in the project. Grandmas didn't even know shit.
No.
We was only 18. OGs ain't like that.
Nah.
They was sending shots at us.
Bang.
We was sending shots right back.
Bang.
We was only little kids. Shooting by little kids outside.
Damn.
The community complaining. It ain't safe for their kids to play outside.
Crazy.
Banging for that drug money. Money got me feeling like me, though. Big chain on my neck. Make these stats want to give a nigga deep, though. I'm cool with the plug. I can get it on the arm.
Get it on the arm.
But I always pay for it. He even let me meet his mom.
How you doing, man?
Told him bring 100 back. He don't know he a Vic, yo.
He don't know.
Meet him in the staircase, hit him like Rico when he hit Mitch, yo.
Oh, oh.
Put the money in the bag like, whoa. Hit the gas in a new race like, whoa. And I know these niggas hate, but I laugh in their face. Got a $250,000 on my wrist. Woo! Big shit ballin', house on a hill. I bring my real niggas back. I brought the real niggas back. What you tell them? Hey.
Because I wear it on my sleeve. I stand for everything that I believe.
focus on my family and my hopes and my dreams. Wu-Tang Clan still about that cream, cause cash rules everything around me. So keep them fuck niggas from around me. I just want a bad bitch to bust it open for me right now. Real niggas understand me. Let me hear them niggas talking crazy about the kid. Man is off with the head. Let me get a set. Man, it's louder to my nigga doing a bit. He said it's time to do it big, and I told him that. Lately, I've been feeling like a motherfucking man. With the million dollar plan, on the come up with my people, we expecting you to lend me a hand. We been plotting on land to build a couple cribs, get some property, then go and catch a tan. With my feet up by the sand, and we did it on our own. No help, we just followed all the plans. That's why the game getting red, and I tell you that. I don't need no favors from you niggas. I don't need no favors at all, man. I don't need no favors from you niggas. I don't need no favors at all, man. I swear. I don't need no favors from you niggas. I don't need no favors at all, man. I swear. I don't need no favors from you niggas. I don't need no favors at all, man, I swear.
I don't need no favors from you niggas. Had a couple grams, make my blood a little bigger. I done started from the basement like a motherfucking ticker. So imagine how a nigga feeling now that I'm a winner. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, what a feeling. Probably feel better when I'm headed to the ceiling. With saying cost a half a million parked up in the yard. He ain't really far-fetched when you dealing with a star. Hope you not. Niggas let her talk about some shit I never shot. That's why I never thought the ones to talk about it. I surround myself with niggas just as been about it. If you got a problem with the kid, come see me about it. Cause niggas talk behind your back just like a bitch about it. The same ones that do I'm proud to be a snitch about it. I take any beat and go and make a hit about it. So I don't need a favor, nigga, don't forget about it. I'm planning up a trip soon as I hop right at the plane. I get the farms where it rain. I tell my niggas light it when we finish, we gon' roll another plane. The smoke be numbing up the pain. I tell a bitch, you don't ever meet a nigga like me. Shit, I'm the leader out of new school. I tell a bitch, you better go and listen to my Spike Lee. Shit, I've been breaking all the rules, and I tell her that. Lately, I've been feeling like a motherfucking man. With the million dollar plan, on the come up with my people, we expecting you to lend me a hand. Plotting on land to build a couple cribs, get some property, then go and catch a tan. With my feet up by the sand, and we did it on our own. No help, we just followed all the plans. That's why the game getting red, and I tell you that. I don't need no favors from you niggas. I don't need no favors at all, man. I don't need no favors from you niggas. I don't need no favors at all, man. I swear. I don't need no favors from you niggas. I don't need no favors at all, man. I swear. I don't need no favors from you niggas. I don't need no favors at all, man. I swear.
That's my shit. Shout out to my boy, King. No favors. I had a request to play my homie, shit, Mo Beats, featuring Trina Breadwinner. And, of course, I'm going in on that King Relzy drawing. I'm going to get to y'all's topic, and I'm going to definitely shout out everybody who's texted me. We'll do that at 12:45. I'm going to shout out everybody who's showing love on Instagram and Twitter and my phone.
I can tell she got a thing for us. That's that chick right there. Ain't she fine?
Trina.
What's up, shout
it?
Gonna go ahead and drop that, pop that for me. Money long over here. We thunderstorm in this motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? I can tell she got a thing for street niggas.
Yeah.
Daddy smiling while she twerking for a real nigga.
Y'all twerking, girl.
She's a good girl, got a fetish for a hood nigga.
She want a nigga like me.
All about her bread, so she fucking with a dope dealer. The mama is a breadwinner. 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 She don't fuck with your kind.
No.
She don't rock with your type.
Hell no.
She want a nigga from the street.
Like me, nigga.
I guess she want a nigga like me. Yeah, boss, bitch, stay fly, stay on her money. Real chick, hold a nigga down if you get a bit. Long hair, don't care, looking like a foreign chick. Ass fat, body full of tats, like a hood bitch. I can tell she got a thing for a street nigga.
Yeah.
Daddy smiling while she twerking for a real nigga.
Twerking, girl.
She's a good girl, got a fetish for a hood nigga.
She want a nigga like me.
All about her bread, so she fucking with a dope dealer. The mama is a breadwinner. The mama is a breadwinner. The mama is a breadwinner. The mama is a breadwinner.
Doug Collins, you know it's tight with low malice. See, I'm a phantom to these niggas. I don't fuck with Impalas, and I don't shop with no stylist. Bitch, I'm a self-made bread winner, beluga caviar, ace of spades, gold bottle sipper. You can tell what I like when you look at me in my eyes. Voices that's perpetual, not showed up dollar signs. Yeah, I fuck with them thug niggas, and them thug niggas, they fuck with me. Them dope boys moving heavyweight, I keep a trap, God, who say death to me.
I can tell she got a thing for street niggas.
Yeah.
Daddy smiling while she twerking for a real nigga.
Young twerking girl.
She's a good girl, got a fetish for a hood nigga.
She want a nigga like me.
All about her bread, so she fucking with a dope dealer. The mama is a breadwinner. The mama is a breadwinner. The mama is a breadwinner. The mama is a breadwinner.
How the fuck am I drawling? Drawling me on the way. My OG told me anything gets in your way, you better spray. I fucked the money up yesterday. I made it all back today. They keep saying I'm drawling. I swear that's all him say. It's I'm drawling.
The word in my hood that's drawling. Niggas in my hood be drawling. I just left the jets looking fresh in the KCTS, bitches thinking we ballin'. Couple chains on me, that's balding. To get the work, I got a U hauling. All we know is gold when we get it for the low. If you move that shit slow, just know. Nigga, you drawling.
Nigga, you.
Shout out to Mo Beat. I could tell you got a thing for a shrink. Love you, man. looking forward to seeing you in Atlanta this month. I'm not used to being up this late on Monday. All right. Well, getting ready to also show love to, of course, NBA Rosie. That track was drawing. I had to get him to come down to Onyx tomorrow. I'm about to hit him up right now, as a matter of fact. And everybody else who is coming out tomorrow, definitely thank you so much for your support. We're going to have a film cipher while we get ready for the show. And I'm going to put it together as a DVD and really promote and push the artists on it online. So please bring your bars, bring your A game, get ready for Booty and a Beat Cypher tomorrow, as well as the final chance for you guys to win a spot to perform this Saturday, April 11th, with Merc 215, No Handouts, and Young Dollars, for a chance to open up for Fetty Wap April 18th. I don't know why. Well, it's spelled Wap, so I always mispronounce it. I keep creating what it is. I love him, though. He's so much fun. Mm-mm. What's another song? Fetty Wap? Yeah, I like that song, too. And I did something else from the board, but he got skills. Shout out to Fetty Wap. Looking forward to me, you, and your people. Knit the Grit. Club Onyx. A great team. She's going down. Like I said, Booty and the Beat competition is every Tuesday, so make sure you get out. And then first Saturday is our final competition. This month is second Saturday, which is April 11th. Make sure that you are in the building, showing us some love, and tune in also to the new date on Philly Shine Radio Monday nights. Another new co-host called in, or maybe they did and just didn't get through. Still trying to get all the information, everybody. I'm so busy. People act like they can't read emails, but that's another story. It has nothing to do with anything else, but I'm not stitching. But it is what it is. Definitely hope to see you all in the building, and hope to see you all joining in on the new additions to Philly Shine Radio. Always about additions, never taken away. Shout out to everybody tuning in. I'm going to get to the callers, but I really first want to get into this music. And then, like I said, it's 12:45. I'm going to give some shout outs and show some love. So chill with me.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swiss. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money that you got eight figures. But at these peace, man, I been say, nigga. Just talk to Fair Con at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Niggas still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all say with you. You a Rick of Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Cause you do shit to Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway ticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga.
I took a young sweet breath, and I reached into my earth. Gave him what I
spent at the mall all day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly all day, nigga? Take your PO, how long you been high all day, nigga? Post some here and over for my niggas that died all day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side all day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight to the shower all day, nigga. Chop, 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 chop all day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo. You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stump right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now.
Right now.
24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
Go crazy.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. All day, nigga.
Wash your hands through this shit, nigga. You already know. Turn me up a little bit, folks.
Yeah.
All I got in this world is my word and my two balls. Pussy nigga, I never rap that dance for you. Ow. Real nigga, never a bitch, no.
No.
You want that fan that look like him, you sound like Briscoe. 100 pounds a week, we get it and let that shit go. Pies too, whipping up that batter just like Nabisco. Shorty staring at my wrist, that look like a disco. I asked her, what do you expect? I spent the shit low. Bounce, nigga, fake niggas get lost, nigga. Doom pipes on that pouch, nigga. Panorama, still white, homie, no armor, hammer. Fuck boys, be hating on me. Why, nigga, I trouble you and your bitch? Y'all in the W, laid up, nigga, waiting on me. She be home in a minute, just be patient, homie. This here one night thing, what the fuck is wrong? We ain't dating, homie. I'm in that street, that money, you know I'm chasing, homie. I got to get that change, nigga, it's a figure game.
I'm selling CDs and 2 for 5s out. I got GGs, I got that PD if you need crack. I got exotic if you need that. The 40 on him, make him ease.
Yeah.
Trying my Betty squeeze that.
What's up?
Yeah. These niggas honey straight bees. If it ain't about money, then mind your beeswax. I'm still at the top of the chart, and I can pull up and hit him from the top of the arc like swish. Ballin' like it's 4/4 minute left. Swing a rock the mic, I get to shootin' like it's sudden death. Holla at a OG, you know me. Quicker than Shinobi, dipping in them spurs, you know bleed. OD on any beat I'm on, niggas know heat. Game time, yes, I'm in my prime, call me Kobe. Nightmare, no sleep, riding with that 40 and young as a rocket for nothing. Just like they did Bodie, if you're real,